It seems like almost yesterday that the city of Ironton, Missouri installed a series of historical markers to identify Civil War sites in the community. Of all the important historic sites in the Arcadia Valley, one that has great significance is where Ulysses Grant, on August 8, 1861, received notice of his promotion to the rank of Brigadier General. Colonel Grant had been ordered to Pilot Knob in Ironton to control the terminus of the Iron Mountain Railroad, used to transport iron ore to smelters in St. Louis, 70 miles to the north. When the 39-year-old brigadier assumed his command, he found that he was in charge of 3,000 untrained and disorganized troops. His first challenge was to impose military discipline. He moved quickly. Many officers had limited command of the troops. Men still wore the clothes they had on when they enlisted 3 months earlier. By August, they were an ill-equipped and ragged force. Grant sent hundreds of the men home, closed saloons, directed officers to instruct the men in the rules of war, required extensive drill, and harsh punishment. He sought then to identify the location of rumored Confederate units. When the bloody battle of Wilson's Creek near Springfield occurred, however, plans changed. Grant was called back to St. Louis, redirected to Jefferson City, and replaced at Ironton by General Benjamin Prentiss. By early September of 1861, General Fremont was convinced that Grant's demeanor and character justified further promotion, and when the Union Army moved south in late 1861 and early 1862, Brigadier General Ulysses S. Grant was in command. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.